Welcome to the Gastric Health Show, where we help you achieve the happiest and healthiest version of yourself by motivating you to eat, move, sleep, and think better. Welcome to the Gastric Health Show. My name is Dawn Boxall, and we're going to have a quick conversation on a piece of digestion that you maybe haven't considered to evaluate, and that is the digestion of fats and carbohydrates. And if you are struggling with digestion, it could be that one of these pieces, the carbohydrates, or fats are being malabsorbed. So how would you know? There is a stool test you can do that can test for the elastase 1, and this is a pancreatic enzyme that we are evaluating, and there's also steatocrit. And steatocrit is really giving us an insight to how well you are absorbing and digesting fats. And I will say this is one thing that I hear frequently with bariatric patients is they are noticing that their stools are floating. They are noticing that they might have droplets in the toilet. So those are signs that you are having some fat malabsorption. Typically, bile is what is going to emulsify all the fat so that it can be broken down into little droplets so then it can be utilized and digested and absorbed and processed appropriately. But when we are not capable of that, or we are lacking in areas, then that is when we are going to have some issues, and you would be able to identify on a stool test if you are seeing fat malabsorption, and it would be quantified. So whereas you can obviously see it visually on your end, but this would quantify it and tell us, is this something to be concerned about? Is this going to lead to, nutrient malabsorption, like the fat-soluble vitamins, A, D, E, and K? So again, I think you have to, if you're having digestive symptoms, and if you're having that issue with your stools floating or droplets, or you're having those signs, then you might want to dig a little deeper. So let's kind of dig into these two tests. So this is a stool test, and you do one stool test, and it will give you this information off of the one test. And it will tell you the pancreatic elastase 1, and it will give you that information if it's adequate. We usually like it to be above 500, so it can be subpar. So we have lots of people that are, having poor pancreatic release of the enzymes, and that means they're going to be less than the 500. So we might see that they just have some digestive symptoms that can be caused from the hypochlorhydria, which is a low stomach acid, is one driver. Gallstones is another, so if you're having issues with that, so think gallbladder. You just have a suppression in pancreatic function. So maybe something is up with your pancreas that needs to be evaluated. Also H. pylori. So H. pylori is a bacteria that resides in our stomach, and most everybody has some level of it potentially, and it's not harmful. But when it is out of control or in excessive amounts, that's when it becomes problematic, because that bacteria, H. pylori, is what suppresses stomach acid further. So if you already have low stomach acid or feel like you might have low stomach acid, you would want to be tested for H. pylori. A stool test I use, it also tests for the presence of the DNA of H. pylori. And this is even better than a breath test. So I know a lot of bariatric programs utilize a breath test prior, which is awesome. And I am super excited that they do this because we're at least trying to capture and rule that out. If there is some bacteria, because they are known to cause ulcers. So I'll back up a second. So if you do have a positive H. pylori breath test prior to surgery, if that came back positive, your surgeon's team or your bariatric team likely put you on a antibiotic protocol, and you're on a PPI, and you're on all kinds of medication, lots of pills, prior to having surgery. And please do that. Make sure that you complete that protocol because you are trying to kill off that bacteria so that you don't have a risk of ulcers after surgery. So if you are positive, then make sure you do the protocol for that. So if you have low pancreatic elastase 1 enzymes, so you could have hypochlorhydria, which is the low stomach acid, gallstones, H. pylori, which is again another low stomach acid indicator. And then it can also be found in vegans and vegetarians. So this is something that if that has been a practice and that is something that you have followed for a number of years, this could be an additional reason of why maybe you don't feel great when you eat foods. So the pancreas is going to release the enzymes to break down carbohydrates, proteins, and fats, but especially carbohydrates. So if you are having issues with that, that would be why. And then when it comes to this steatocrit, that is telling us more about fat. So we are looking at the fat that's in the stool, and the stool test would quantify that. It would give us a number and let us know if we need to help you, we need to support you, and so that you can digest your fats better. But causes of this to be elevated is, again, low stomach acid or hypochlorhydria. Maldigestion, which could go back to the elastase where you're not getting enough pancreatic enzymes. Malabsorption, so this goes along with bariatric surgery. You are having malabsorption with the gastric bypass. Your absorption is impacted to some degree with the sleeve gastrectomy as well. And then pancreatic insufficiency, which goes again back to the pancreatic elastase. Bile salt insufficiency, so that you have to think about your gallbladder and liver. And then improper chewing or not chewing your food very well is another thing that could contribute to fat in the stool. And then celiac disease. So if you are having digestive issues and you are noticing that you have stools that are floating, or you are having some issues with droplets, then you want to explore that. Do not dismiss it and disregard it. This is something you need to address. It will lead to further problems nutritionally as well as metabolically, because we need those fats for hormones, and that's going to impact your thyroid, and that's going to impact your sex hormones. So it's important to make sure you are absorbing the nutrition well, and fat is part of that. So if you struggle with digestive issues, make sure that you rule these out. Check into, click the link in my bio and check out how we can work together and work through some of those issues or those symptoms. Sometimes you don't need a test. Sometimes we can, you know, identify it without it, but it is a really great way to know if you personally need to address some things differently. So I hope that helps. Have a great day. Bye-bye.